WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like your phone has become an extension of yourself? Like you're constantly checking it, scrolling mindlessly, and comparing yourself to everyone else's highlight reel? You know that feeling when you log off and finally breathe again? Welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery, folks. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And today we're diving headfirst into something crucial. Building a healthy relationship with social media. Now, before you tune me out thinking this is another preachy lecture about being more present, hear me out. This isn't about ditching social media altogether. It's about reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity in a world where it's constantly vying for our attention. It's about using these platforms intentionally, not letting them dictate your mood or self-worth. So, how do we pull this off? Let me give you 5 key takeaways that have totally transformed my own relationship with social media. 1. Awareness is key. Seriously, folks, the first step is simply acknowledging the impact social media has on you. Are you constantly comparing yourself to others? Do you feel anxious when you log off? Recognizing these patterns is the foundation for making real change. It's like figuring out you have a leaky faucet. Before you can fix it, you gotta know it's leaking, right? 2. Curate your feed like a boss. Think of your social media feed as your mental landscape. Would you want to surround yourself with negativity, drama, or unrealistic expectations? Hell no. So, unfollow accounts that bring you down, block those who trigger your insecurities, and follow people who inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something new. You're in charge of the content that shapes your world. Choose wisely. 3. Set boundaries like a champion. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. Designate specific times for social media use, just like you would schedule a meeting or workout. And stick to it. Resist the urge to constantly check notifications and remember, there's a whole world outside your phone screen. Go for a walk, talk to a friend, read a book. Engage in activities that nourish your soul. 4. Embrace digital detox days. Treat yourself to regular digital detox days or even just evenings where you completely unplug from social media. Use this time to reconnect with yourself, your loved ones, and the beauty of offline life. You'll be amazed at how much more energy, focus, and clarity you experience. 5. Focus on connection, not just likes. Remember, social media is a tool for connection, not validation. Engage in meaningful conversations, share authentically, and build genuine relationships. Don't get caught up in the number of likes or followers. Those fleeting metrics don't define your worth. Let me tell you about Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone, constantly scrolling through Instagram and comparing herself to everyone else. It was taking a toll on her self-esteem and real-life relationships. But one day, she decided to take control. She set boundaries, curated her feed, and started using social media intentionally. Now, Sarah uses it to connect with friends, discover new interests, and express herself creatively. She's rediscovered the joy of being present in the moment and building genuine connections offline. And guess what? Her life is richer and more fulfilling than ever before. So there you have it, folks, 5 simple yet powerful strategies for creating a healthy relationship with social media. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We all struggle with these challenges. Be kind to yourself, take it one step at a time, and celebrate your progress along the way. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a challenge. Take just 5 minutes today to reflect on your social media use. What changes can you make to create a more positive and fulfilling experience? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of real talk and inspiration to help you reclaim your life from the clutches of social media overload. Until next time, stay authentic, stay grounded, and keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.